Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers. You can't be successful or happy, but with sound self-confidence you can succeed. A sense of inferiority and inadequacy interferes with the attainment of your hopes, but self-confidence leads to self-realization and successful achievement. Because of your importance of this mental attitude, this will help you believe in yourself and release your inner powers. It is appealing to realize the number of pathetic people who are hampered and made miserable by the malady popularly called the inferiority complex. But you need not suffer from this trouble. When proper steps are taken, it can be overcome. You can develop creative faith in yourself, faith that is justified. After speaking to a convention of businessmen in a city auditorium, I was on the stage greeting people when a man approached me and with a peculiar intensity of manner asked, "May I talk with you about a matter of disparate importance to me? May I talk with you about a matter of disparate importance to me?" I asked him to remain until the others had gone. Then we went backstage and sat down. This town to handle the most important business deal of my life, he explained. If I succeed, it means everything to me. If I fail, I'm done for. I suggested that he relax a little, that nothing was quit, that final. If he succeeded, that was fine. If he didn't, well, tomorrow was another day. I have a terrible disbelief in myself, he said dejectedly. I have no confidence. I just don't believe I can put it over. I am very discouraged and depressed. In fact, he lamented, I am just about shrunk. Here I am 40 years old. Where is it that all my life I have been tormented by inferiority feelings, by lacks of confidence, by self-doubt? I listened to your speech tonight, in which you talked about the power of positive thinking, and I want to ask how I can get some faith in myself. There are two steps to take, I replied. First, it was important to discover why you have these feelings of no power. That requires analysis and will take time. We must approach the maladies of our emotional life as a physician probes to find something wrong physically. Okay. This can't be done immediately, certainly not in our brief interview tonight, and it may require treatment to reach a permanent solution. But to pull you through this immediate problem, I shall give you a formula which will work